So often what can happen is that I relay information to a client or in the Sunday Zooms, or I often, you know, I might recommend a book to a person and people might read that book, might listen to it, or they might read the book in an hour and a half and they've completely missed, you know, all the experience, the vast wealth of experience that's in it. Or I might leave clients a WhatsApp message and often they have to hear it again and again and again. So I'm certainly that person that I need to be bombarded with truth for it to click into place, for it to change me, for it to resonate. So if there's something you hear in my videos or you read in a book or whatever, or if I recommended a book to you, I guarantee you that there's fucking magic in that. It's so my suggestion would be to take note, to write down, write a post-it or something, because you want that shift. You want the click. It's a key and a lock. You know, often we can say, often people can say to me that, oh yeah, I got that, I heard that. But what heard it or received it was the mind, was only the mind. And we'll come on to that, that like if you're listening to me for a while now, you know, you'll realize, or if you worked with me, you realized that you're not the mind. So it doesn't really matter if the mind gathers information, it's kind of pointless. If it gets something new, it doesn't really matter. Who cares? You've forgotten in 10 minutes or 2 weeks. It doesn't. What we're looking for is a change, an energetic change, a shift. Ooh. And personally, I want that shift again and again and again. I want that key to completely go into the lock. I want it to be to I want to embody the key in the lock. Clicking into place. I want to live in it fully, completely and entirely experience the turning of that key till it clicks. I want to experience the whole shift, not just a little bit of it, or not just intellectually understand. Oh, the key goes into a lock and it turns and shifts. Yeah, fuck off. Like, it's a waste of time. You're just watching YouTube videos if you're doing that. So, me being blunt as usual, fucking hitting people over the head. So, the purposes of this is that mind projects our experience. Without mind, there is no experience. Like, there's no experience here. So when we die, like Gavin, mind, it's the same thing, or if you like, it's similar, dies at the same time. Gavin disappears. There is no Gavin anyway. I've been saying that too much lately. You know, that there is no, it's just an accumulation of conditioning is what Gavin is. He doesn't exist. And if you've been on the Sundays, you know, you've kind of got to experience that, you know, the key in the lock, as opposed to just being something fucking theoretical to throw out to sound interesting. Like, I would hope that people listening to that get whatever your name is. I hope that you get to the point that you can experience that you're not there. That person doesn't exist. Like, there's real, you know, deep benefits in realizing that. Like the relief of pressure or stress, because all the pressure or stress in life is compounded around the Gavin, the person. But it's all imagined because the Gavin or the person isn't there. So the mind is constantly, like, even as you're watching or listening to this video, the mind is projecting the film of what he's saying. And how you're receiving it, how your mind is receiving it and interpreting it, agreeing with it, disagreeing with it, liking something, finding something fascinating or interesting or boring, rejecting, arguing with it. Oh, he doesn't know this. He hasn't read about the science of the fucking mind. Some fucking mongo says this or that or the other. So that's it. That's your projection. That's the movie that you're living in. Or a better way to put it, that's the movie that ultimately that's the movie that you're watching. So remember the secret and that kind of world used to say, like, it's our movie. We can manifest and we can change it and we can whatever. I see this differently. We're sitting in a cinema. We're looking up at a movie happening, right? And we're actually so fucking convinced we're in that movie. There's a car chase and we're fucking panicking. Oh my God, I'm in them. And awakening is realizing, fuck, I'm not in the fucking movie. I'm watching it. I'm getting to actually fully enjoy it. The design your life world, right, or the secret world is about trying to better the dream. trying to improve the dream. How am I going to dress up my dream? What kind of techniques can I have to improve this dream? Cool, that's brilliant. But when that runs its course, you get to realize, like, okay, I've done all that, ticked all those boxes. What next? What else? And then what begins to happen is to realize, oh, holy fuck, this is a dream. The vast majority of you watching this are asleep too. Like, we are asleep. This is the waking dream. So what begins to happen is that we wake up to the dream, not from the dream. We don't wake up and leave the dream. We wake up and realize, oh, this is a dream. So then we have the added benefit of being able to be to partake in the dream and experience the dream. Whoa, dream setting and dream people, and they're all asleep, and get to communicate with people and fucking drink the coffee and do the thing and live the life. But we also have the deep realization that, ah, this is a dream. This is the Matrix. Does that make sense? So the activity of the mind, that the more active your mind is, and the more you believe and identify with the voice in your head. Like, sometimes I realize this morning, sometimes I can say this to people and they say, yeah, I know, not my mind. And they'll see, let's say they feel depressed or shame or whatever, and they go, yeah, it's so destructive, got to move away from that. But then on the better day, they're totally hypnotized into kind of think, oh, okay, like, I am that. Yeah, okay, that's saying really intelligent things. And what I would say, no, it's all bollocks, like, watertight, all of it's nonsense, unnecessary, it's all bollocks. And that's where the trouble arises, because ego mind wants to hold on to some of it. I want to believe some of it, that I'm a good person, that I'm a light worker, that I'm here to wake people up or heal people. We'll dress it up. Oh, but I'm doing well on my path to awakening or to enlightenment or to spirituality or whatever. Yeah, that's bullshit too. It's fucking dreamed up stuff. It's not actually true. That's the dream character, the sleeping Gavin, telling itself a nice story. The mind, the projector, the film, the story. Oh, this is what's happening. Gavin, you're working towards awakening. You're doing loads of great deep spiritual work. Yeah, it's all bullshit too. It's all just part of the film, the movie. So why, what's the benefit of the, now I really mean this as a verb, as an experience. What's the real benefit of realizing, not just knowing intellectually it's a dream, of realizing in all moments that this is a dream? The release from all that pressure and tension, stress. You get sick, okay, go to a doctor or whatever. You get the flu, well, okay. Get the jibber jabberoo and you have side effects, okay, that's okay. So it's you can then look from the outside and see, ah, it's a fucking dream. It's not real. I'm not Gavin. Like, insert your name there. You're not that person. You've just been deeply conditioned from being a child, being a baby, and brainwashed that you are that. And that's part of the dream. That's part of the game. It's part of coming here and having this experience. And that's cool for many lifetimes and many years. People want to have, they want to get a better job. They want to fall in love again. They want to go to a different place. They want to drive a fast car. They want to be the king. They want to be the queen. They want to have all these experiences. But gradually, over many lifetimes, that accumulates. Something in you just goes, fucking done this before. You know, I've had loads of money or no money, been in love before, fucking million times before. I've lived in different countries. I've been the king a million times. I've been the pauper. I've been the soldier. I've been the killer. I've been the rapist. I've been the victim. I've been all these things. None of them are good or bad or right or wrong. It all just is experience. And gradually being realizes, yeah, I've fucking done all that. Oh, I've done that one as well. Oh, I've done that. So the thing becomes really brief. The new job, the high of the new job lasts fucking 5 days. Like, oh, fuck. Or 5 minutes. The new phone, bing, 3 hours later, you've forgotten about it. The new shoes, the new handbag, the new whatever. It's like, oh, gets shorter to a point that not even interested in that stuff anymore. And that's being. That's not Gavin. That's not your human thinking, oh, I'm ready to be spiritual now and wake up. Because it doesn't get to wake up. That's the being becoming complete with the human experience. and moving towards wakefulness to realize, ah, it's a fucking projection. It's a movie. So mine's providing all of that. You know, it's just more encouragement of really, the more you watch your mind, the better. You get to see how false it is, how unreliable, inconsistent, destructive, unhelpful it is. But generally, you'll have to go through a stage of being obsessed with it. And that's like a lot of our world today is obsessed with information. Like mind is a cult. It's worshipped. It's really worshipped. Like there's a lot of people these days who have huge followings that just worship like information, analysis, thinking through things. It's kind of creepy to see. Like it's like religion, fundamental religion, or the Corona cult. Like that was another cult. That was another religion of people obsessed with it. Ukraine has a big religious following now as well. So mind is that as well. So for me even to speak like this is kind of, is the word sacrilegious or sacrilege? There's a lot of people who would be properly fucking outraged listening to this. Some of you might think, so who gives a shit? He's a fucking, some fucking hippie or moron in Mexico. He's talking shit. Who cares? Some people, I guarantee you. Because times I communicate with people and I can see or hear their tone of voice because they're fucking angry. And it's not them. It's not their being that's angry. It is the ego mind that's suddenly being, the finger's being pointed. It's being discovered. Ah, fuck, they're looking at me, this thing that's not you at all. And it's a threat. I won't name names, but some of these people, when you see that they're being interviewed, the big names, and their belief systems in mind or investment is being challenged, they properly get defensive or angry because they're just, their whole identity is based on what they believe. It's just, belief is just conditioning. It's programming. It's just a cult. It's a religion. It's not what you are or who you are. You're the thing behind that. You're the beingness, the oneness, the aliveness, the richness, the experiencing. You're not like script, text in a book, belief. It's, but you got to kind of go through that. No idea if that made any sense or was useful in any way. I kind of feel it wasn't, but I don't know if I'll put this up or not. We'll see what happens. Anyway, if it was, you can give me a donation. There's a link below. Share your energy. It's an exchange of energies. You can come to Sunday Zoom and we'll see where this takes us. Thanks for listening to me.